The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We want to make sure that their commitment matches what's actually needed, and that we're not duplicating efforts, and that the country that is in the best position to fulfill a specific need is the one that actually follows through and fills that need. The president believes it's important to strike while the iron is hot here, and begin to ramp up this program as soon as possible, particularly now that we have willing commitments from regional governments whose cooperation is essential to this program's success.
All right, it's all about ISIS and the 40 countries. What specifics, we don't know yet at this point. There was another airstrike 22 miles outside of Baghdad. Hey, everybody. What a way to kick off this week. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I got to say, I am in a good mood despite all that we've been talking about because we wrapped up another week in the No Fooling League, a.k.a. the NFL. More bad boys, more problems, more PR blunders, really more than anything. What is going on with these teams? Don't they all have PR departments? Who is running it? And including at the headquarters in the NFL, they hire four women. Only it's too late for everything that's happened. And Roger Goodell still trying to weather the storm on Ray Rice, who, by the way, is appealing his suspension. And you know about this, even if you know nothing about football, because this is dominating the conversation. Adrian Peterson, running back for the Vikings, will be back playing against the Saints this upcoming weekend. But they'll be minus the Vikings, a sponsor. Radisson pulled out. And can you blame them? When they hold a press conference to announce that they're going to wait and see how the legal situation plays out and Peterson is back and he's going to play and he's been reinstated with the team, that kind of thing, what happens? Well, the GM is right there on camera for the world to see, not just locally in Minnesota, but everywhere else. And the Radisson is featured heavily on the giant banners, you know, how they put them up, right behind the GM. So they said, no, thanks. We're going to kind of reevaluate and leave the sponsorship. They could find that more people will do the same, the people that pony up the big dollars anyway. We'll see. But some crazy things happening in the NFL. But you know what? We wrap up the week with my Philadelphia Eagles beating the Colts. You could say they kind of stole it, a few bad calls. But hey, that's football. Lots of bad calls. 30-27 was the final score in that one. We have some weather to talk about. I had some friends that literally just left for Cabo San Lucas a couple of days ago. Bad timing, you know what they say. 125-mile-an-hour winds. Cabo was clobbered. We're going to mix it all in and talk about that, plus a great conversation coming up with Carrie Stewart Parks. She's one of those people, you know, when you watch CSI or you watch SVU or any of those crime shows are so big right now, and you see the sketch artist. She's a sketch artist, and she worked on some pretty famous cases, a little bit on the Green River Killer, if you remember that one, the Yates deal, which was out of Seattle, too, and she's going to comment about the whole Jack the Ripper, ooh, the DNA, we think we know who it is. So we'll have some fun with her. I can't imagine that job. She spends time with the victims and the witnesses and tries to get it right. She says the key thing is when you get it right, you feel so good. You feel so good when you get it right. As always, right at the top, is the U.S. getting it right when it comes to the strategy? And we'll mix in more of that conversation, too. Remember, keep these digits close, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas actually leads us off. Hey, Dan in Texas.
Hello.
Hello.
I am so happy that your Eagles won. I really am.
Are you being sarcastic or serious and kind?
No, I'm happy that you and Eagles won.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I can't wish anything good for you. I wish
a downer? No, it's good. You make me laugh with your jokes. Your jokes are always powerful, so yes, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't have one for you tonight. our friend Jack is going to be a little bit upset. Recently, while the president's having us watch his left hand, his right hand has been moving for his amnesty program, and he had 200 illegal aliens given citizenship vis-a-vis their own little visa and their own little Social Security card and let loose in the capital of Tennessee. And this was reported by a gentleman who speaks fluent Spanish and was interrogating them and found out what the skinny was, and that's what's going on. So that's how Obama is going to do his amnesty without doing the amnesty. He'll just go ahead and issue them their visa and their Social Security card, and they can go their merry way.
Mm.
All right? Happy day for Jack, I know. Another little thing that I wanted to remind you about was now we're going to bring in 200,000 Syrians after you've already brought in all the Somalis and all the other people. And they've also just issued a nice little routine where you can now sign up for food stamps in Debornistan with Arabic. It's in Arabic where you can do that, and you can have 3 to 5 families living in one home, cooking in the garage, and the local establishment does nothing about it. They're afraid. And what is happening in England now is what's going to be coming to America. Nice song that you played there is just perfect. Other than that, that's about all that's going on. Besides, our UN deciding that we need another approximately 200-some-thousand refugees, that they are going to continue on with the program since they allocated 600,000 refugees for America. The UN did this, that they are now going to have another 200,000 for America as our quota. These are all from Muslim countries, by the way. So you can see we're going to become a minority in our own nation in about 30 years' time. This has already happened to England. They are scared to death to make a move one way or another. And it's so bad that now in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, they are trying to establish Sharia law.
Wow, and let's hope. I'll tell you one area we are definitely in agreement. Sharia law has no place, Dan, and I know you think the same thing, in the United States. There's no way we can abide by that. So that has to be squashed. It is not right to have that in this country. And there have been other efforts and in other places to make Sharia law, to take snippets of Sharia law and allow that. And I completely would disagree with it. It's a dangerous precedent and one that we don't want to see. And David Cameron, I mean, you're right in the situation in England. He's a wreck because so many of the recruits, a lot of the recruits have been from the UK. And you even have a British voice who is the guy who is killed the two Americans, and also the guy from the UK, sadly, who was assassinated over the weekend, David Haynes. It was a Brit who did that, and Cameron is on the warpath, so to speak, very, very intense. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I love you, Stevie, just like you. I love you, Stevie, just like you. I'm just trying to make my way.
Let me tell you, folks, when I was a kid, I couldn't get enough of the story of Jack the Ripper. I don't know if it was the way my father told it or a combination of it, but and then the movies that I've seen, and of course the books that I've read about Jack the Ripper. And now, could that mystery have been solved? There's a British businessman, as you all know, Russell Edwards, who says that he's conclusively identified the serial killer as a Polish immigrant and a barber. So is this really the guy who is Jack the Ripper, or is it more hocus pocus? You know, has his DNA been found? A lot of questions. Carrie Stewart Parks, who, by the way, is an author of A Cry from the Dust, is also an internationally known, besides being an author, FBI-trained forensic artist. So we are thrilled to have her on ATN. Hey, Carrie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to be here.
So what was your reaction when you, because this is your baby, this whole DNA thing and all of that, what was your reaction when you heard that Russell Edwards claimed that he conclusively identified Jack the Ripper?
Well, it was a combination of delight, because it's such a huge, huge case, and it's, of course, been in everybody's headlights for so long. And also, it was with a bit of skepticism. So I decided to look into it a little bit further.
And what did you find out?
Well, I think that what we're looking at here is really the most brilliant book launch in history. Part of the problem I had with that is that, first of all, police, even police of that time, inventoried everything that they found with Catherine Eddowes. I mean, this has been going on for months, and they're trying to solve this. They even inventoried the buttons they found on her. But they overlook a silk scarf that's approximately, what, 7 feet in length or some huge, it's huge in size. Instead, they let a fellow pick it up and take it home to his wife.
Nice.
Now, they know that it's not Catherine Eddowes because she's just hawked her boots. She's so poor. She's just been gotten, she just got out of prison. So it has to belong to the killer. But they don't take it in. They, in fact, let somebody take it home for his wife.
Wow.
The second thing that really, doing a little bit more research on it, was that the author, Mr. Edwards, had in his possession, he collected the DNA on the descendants, and he had them. And he also had the scarf in his possession at the same time.
Wow.
And
yeah,
both
that's
those things he turned over to the geneticist.
Yeah. That's a little fishy. I'm just going to say. A little fishy. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it did bring up the whole Jack the Ripper thing again and get people excited about the possibility of it. Now, there is a short list of suspects, and the guy that he identified is somebody that was long thought to be possibly Jack the Ripper. Am I correct?
Yes, he was one of the suspects. He was a suspect at the time. He was one of 5 or 6. They probably actually had quite a few more than that, but they had focused on a number of suspects at the time.
Yeah, wow. It is amazing, though, what you can claim with DNA. Since you're, you know, FBI-trained forensic artist and you know about these kind of things, to you, when you see that people are released from prison because DNA proves it's somebody else and then they confess or other things are happening, is that pretty exciting?
Well, in a sense it is. In a sense, we have something called the CSI effect. And the CSI effect is that everything can be solved through DNA. So you're getting people wanting to have DNA on purse snatchings and so on. So DNA is useful. It is, however, a comparison system. So much of the work that I do as a forensic artist gets to the starting point of where you compare this information. I would do the composite sketches or the facial reconstruction or the unknown remains where they don't know where to start. Once we've identified some suspects or some victims, then we have someone to compare the DNA to. But we don't have a DNA data bank just waiting for us to access it and say, oh, well, here's who the person is.
You know, did you ever think that you would be doing that, you'd be doing the composites? Because you're an award-winning fine artist, and then you become a forensic artist, so you marry the two. I bet that you had some interesting conversations when you started to tell people what you were doing with forensic art, did you?
Yes. Especially if they want to see pictures. They often are very sorry. I try to make sure I don't have the nasty ones on my computer at any given point. But at one point, I found myself in a very nice restaurant with another author, and we were talking about bodies and that sort of thing. And she said, well, do you have any pictures? And I said, well, sure. So I opened up my computer, and she looked around at her horrified and said, oh, my gosh, all these people are going to see what you've got. Oh, this is horrible. Please close it down, but I'm going to put this in a book.
I love that. What kind of cases? I mean, you worked on some famous cases, didn't you?
I did. I'm not sure how familiar people are with them. I know that one of the cases I worked on will be coming out on A&E television. I'm not sure what the date is. That was the story of the Tom DiBartolo who murdered his wife and then shot himself and claimed somebody else did it. Mm. I worked a bit on the Yates serial killer, which was the one out of Spokane, and a little bit on the Green River, but not a lot. I did have a very famous moose killing.
You did? Tell us about the moose killing. I didn't know about that.
Well, this is Idaho that you're talking to. So we worked for any agency that was within our requesting region. And the request came in from the Fish and Game. They said, we have an illegal moose killing. It is in Weipe, Idaho. To get there, you just drive to Lewiston and turn left. Take another left at Orfino, and it's the last town you come to. and I interviewed the people who had seen The Moose Killer.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, the moose is on the loose. Where is that? Oh, are you kidding me? Now, you said just a little bit on the Green River Killer. That's huge. That was Gary Ridgway. I mean,
yes,
everybody
Gary
knows
Ridgway.
That story.
Wow. Yates killed 20-some. I think it was around 28 women. And I worked a bit on that one. And several others, unless they really get a book or they just hit the public just right, some of the cases I worked on, though are as large, may not be as well known.
Yeah, it just depends. But it has to be a good feeling when you know you're getting it right. If there's a witness and they say, that's it. Do you work with people a lot where they're describing something? You're the first one in the door, so to speak?
Yes, that's what I do. I sit down with the victim or witness of a crime, and I do the drawing of a memory. I draw what they have in their mind and put it down on paper. And it's not going to be perfect. It's never a portrait. The best it's going to be is their memory. But it gives them an idea of where to look and who specifically not to look for. And when it's close, it is the greatest rush in the world. Oh, my gosh. It is so wonderful.
I love that. So then you go from this exciting career that you have going on, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to jump into something different. I'm going to write some fiction, and you had a great mentor in helping you do that, pretty well-known author from the New York Times. And what did that feel like, putting that together? Because that's a little bit different. I mentioned at the top, A Cry from the Dust.
It was very different. At the time I started writing fiction, I had written 5 books on nonfiction books on how to draw and how to paint. And that was what I was known for. I didn't think I could write fiction. I thought, oh, that takes such an imagination, and I didn't think I had it. But I started writing another book about signs of deception. How do you know when people are lying to you based on their language? And in it, I decided to take my old cases and turned them into fictional accounts. And I found, well, this isn't so hard. So I thought, well, I can do this. And 10 years later, I was still working on it. It took me 10 years to learn how to write fiction.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing. You have the ideas in your head, and then it's hard to get them out there in the computer or on paper. Did you write longhand, or did you do the computer thing?
Oh, definitely the computer. I burned up a couple computers.
I love that. I burned up a couple computers. It cracks me up because I read something about Jackie Collins, and of course she's writing about Hollywood things.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she sits by her pool and she writes everything out longhand. Are you kidding? That's brutal. I can't imagine.
That's crazy. I mean, I could barely sign a check. So, yeah.
Yeah, they never decipher anything I write. I write like a doctor, so it'd be brutal. What a delight you are, Carrie Stewart Parks, having the show. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. I love talking with you.
Excellent. Pick up the book, A Cry from the Dust. You can get it at Amazon, right?
Right. Yes.
Excellent. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Of email from all of yous across this great nation and beyond. So let's not stand on ceremony. Let's head to the mailbag and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Raymond, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while. I get tired of people saying that they listen to the show. Yeah, we know people are listening. And bravo, that's good and all that. Here's what I would say. It's ridiculous what's happening in the NFL. I'm the father of three girls. I'm a manly man. I love my football. But I'm really disgusted with the way the NFL is handling all of these cases. I think you said it the best, and that's why I'm writing this email. Hey, the NFL is like a culture, like any other city, like any other demographic. You're going to have a few bad guys, a few problems, and some really good guys. So, of course, we're going to have problems. It's just the way they're handling them. The Ray Rice thing was the tip of the iceberg, it seems. And there was video evidence. How can the NFL have really, with a serious face, suspended Ray Rice for just 2 games? I don't care what was said or what his now wife says. It was a beater situation, no doubt about it. Her head bounced against that railing, and that's why the world was shocked when they saw it. But, of course, the NFL screwed it up, and now Ray Rice is appealing it, as he should. Because, as you mentioned on your show, why wouldn't a player's rep, why wouldn't an attorney say, we're going to appeal this because they ruled? So they're going to rule again after that. They messed up in the first place. Now let's see what happens with this Peterson situation, this Adrian Peterson situation. It seems that the guy has more children than the old woman in the shoe. Who knows what kind of stories are going to drop out in the next couple of weeks? Will they react afterwards too? It's a mess, let's just say that. I love the game of football, but I'm really sad by what I'm seeing in the NFL. Yeah, it's I agree. The problem is they're handling the situations wrong. You are going to have problems. Absolutely. You're talking about, you know, I mean, I like football, but you're talking about violence. You're talking about lots of testosterone. You're talking about steroids. Oh, yes. You're talking about, you know, people that smash into people for a living. But when you clearly have evidence, like you did in the Ray Rice situation, you muffed up. And you can't take that back, not realizing, look at the world we live in with cell phones and the amount of things that are out there on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever it is. You know, you can't roll things back. So, of course. And video in an elevator? Listen, any elevator you get in, for the most part, especially in a casino hotel, any hotel, they're going to have video of it. There's going to be video there. So what do you think is going to happen? All right, let's take another one. It's kind of along the same vein, and this one is from Doug, and he says, Hi, America, tonight. I still like Nail the Score, but I'm kind of iffy on my football. I'm in a fantasy team I'm playing, but it seems like every time I turn around, I'm just hearing about some other crappy negative thing that somebody's done to a child or a woman or who knows what's next. Depressing, frankly. It's like watching the TMZ channel of the police blotter every time I turn on ESPN. I want to hear about the games. I want to hear about who did what on the field, not the nonsense that's happening now. Although I think those stories should be reported. Why, oh why, is Roger Goodell still the commissioner of the NFL? Well, he's still the commissioner of the NFL because the owners like him. I mean, really, the commissioner, in a sense, serves at the pleasure of the owners. So they don't have a problem with Goodell. And now what they're saying, too, is culpable deniability, it seems, that did somebody know about the other videotape in the NFL, but he hadn't seen it, so he didn't see that version of it, and that made a difference. But Ray Rice is saying, well, yeah, I told him exactly what I did. So, it's not funny. It's just ridiculous is what it is. It is. It's ridiculous. So I get it. It is depressing. It is depressing that every time we turn around. This Adrian Peterson thing is terrible. Look, I covered Adrian Peterson. AP was on a couple of my sports talk shows that I did out of Dallas. He's super nice. Came by even to some remotes. And this is awful to see this, that there's who knows what else is going to happen. But now you've got somebody else saying that there was a story out of Houston where they called Child Protective Services. And he releases a statement, says, I'm not a child abuser. And, of course, the pictures show that, you know, oh, I was hit this way when I was a kid. But there you've got blood on a 4-year-old from a switch. I mean, you know, a swat on the behind is different than a switch that draws blood. I'm just saying. We're not blind. Come on, AP. I have to say I was really, really stunned by that. It's one thing in his personal life if he fools around with a bunch of women and they all have babies, whatever. But then to have these two things come up, but especially the one that he's facing the charges for, the 4-year-old, it's just unbelievable now. It looks like there's another situation like that. We'll see how that all plays out. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Harry T, and Harry T says, Cade, boy, oh boy, did you see that hurricane that smashed into Los Cabos? Bad timing for a lot of people who were on vacation there. This is still kind of a popular time to vacation, and the reason why is because you can get some good deals. Yeah, I can tell you why you can get some good deals, because there's always that chance you're in hurricane season, and it, you know, it just might be the wrong time to be in Cabo San Lucas. You know, I've been there, and you're very exposed, of course. So if the palm trees are snapping like twigs, you're in a basement somewhere, if they can take you to a basement, or you're evacuated. You know, they're talking a Category 3 storm on Sunday night, and the stuff that was tweeted out, the pictures that I saw, collapsed roofs of a restaurant, a shuttle van flipped over, a resort swimming pool pushed into the ocean. I mean, it was nasty. 125-mile-an-hour winds are going to do that to you. And you had, they say, about 15,000 tourists, because it's such a huge tourist area. Not just people from the United States, but from all over the place. You wander down to Cabo, and, there were people that were crawling in bathtubs and trying to figure out how to deal with it. The beaches were closed, and it's interesting because it's Independence Day in Mexico, and they usually have a big deal they celebrate. But it was kind of a lot of those things were closed down because of the flash floods and the mudslides. And it's always scary when you look at a weather map and you just see a red blob. A red blob means I don't want to be anywhere near that red. I love the color red, but not when it's a hurricane warning and it's coming right for my room, right from where I'm going to be. I mean, that wind was something. 125-mile-an-hour winds. People were saying that there was debris and wind and water was seeping into hotels. It just depended whether they were evacuated or, you know, what happened, depending on where they were in Cabo. But it is, you got to figure, you know, you're on the beach, so you're pretty exposed. If it's barreling down right after you, well, guess what? You're going to get hit by it. All right, here's one that I thought was interesting, and this was from Sam, who says, Cade, what is the deal with Apple? It seems like every time I turn around, they're releasing another iPhone. What do you think it'll get up to? Well, you know, I made the joke that depending on how long I last on the planet Earth, maybe in my lifetime they get up to 20. It's a brilliant strategy, isn't it? Because you have these iPhone freaks that they want the newest, baddest technology available, and it's old technology, you know, once you move on to the next number. So it's about getting the next one. So these iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus, they sold 4 million in the first day. And people line up. They sit. They camp out. They want to make sure they get that phone. And they're willing to wait. And the gadgets get, you know, of course they improve. So things get better from each phone. And that's kind of the idea. You turn it in, get another one, or buy a new one, or whatever it might be. But, yeah, not for me. Can I just have one phone for a while? Of course, if you lose your phone, then you go in, you wait for however long you wait. And then whoever waits on you tells you how you have to get the next version, and it's so much better, and it's only going to cost you $25 more, and it has a better camera, and whatever. It's a better way. It's a better phone. But the demand was so high that they just sold out within hours. Sold out. Boom. We don't have any more. You want to get this newest version of the iPhone, you're going to have to wait. Demand exceeds the pre-order. And that's on purpose, I guarantee it. They know it. I mean, did the CEO, did Tim Cook think, oh, we're going to, you know, it's going to be hard pushing these phones today. I guarantee we're going to have some for the next day. Maybe we'll sell out in a day or two. Maybe it'll be a week. Yeah, right. We're not selling out on you. Coming back. Odds and ends. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
All right, we're making the final few turns here for this hour on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, thanks for listening. Remember, you can always send us an email, 247americatonight.net. Grim in Chicago, hello.
Hey, how you been, Kate?
I've been good. Grim, how you been?
Real good. It's actually, my Facebook is Grim de la Grim. That's how you'd say that.
I like that, Grim de la Grim. What does it mean? Maybe we don't want to know what it means.
Well, just like the TV program, Grim, the definition.
I got it. That works. I like it. But yeah, I like Grim.
Yeah, I heard the other night you on the radio, and you were mentioning something about your mother working at the Pentagon?
Yes, my mother worked to help people get people jobs, to place people,
yeah.
And she placed somebody at the Pentagon, a young guy, He was, I say young guy, he's like 26, and he really wanted to work in the Pentagon, and she was really working hard to try to get him a job because he had a leapfrog over some people who were more qualified, and he was so excited, and he finally got the job with her help, and then he was killed on 9/11.
Yeah, that's very, very sad, but my whole point is your mother may know my aunt, and her Cerberus was the Tokyo Express. So you can ask her. She knew her.
The Tokyo Express. You know what, Grim? I wish I could do that, but my mother passed away, unfortunately, last year.
So did my aunt. So they probably knew each other because she was, you know, in the national defense of Secret Service, but
right.
You know,
there you go.
Transportation Department, as they called it. But
yeah.
That's why she got that service. But
yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to call, and of course I missed Chicago by 4 points now.
I know, that was close, huh?
Yeah, but I just had a strong feeling, and I'm not really a Chicago or San Francisco fan, to be honest.
But close counts in horseshoes, unfortunately, doesn't count and nail the score, but that's pretty good. I'm going to say that means you're getting warmer, so who knows, it could be your lucky year.
Well, I don't gamble. That's probably why I have the luck. And also, you know, I'm kind of feeling sad about this Minnesota player because he may have been raised the right way. You know, don't spare the rod.
Right.
He may be a little bit too severe with the rod, but you know, I think this might be his wake up call with that.
Oh, I think it is his wake up call, and he did say that. He said that's how I was disciplined, and so that's what he did. But
he
can't do
severe.
That.
He may be too severe.
Yeah.
But still, yet you know he could, because I heard reports too that he had a spanking room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know how that goes.
Verify it first. Yeah. Whether it's exaggerated or not. Wow. Grim, very, very depressing. I agree with you. Thank you for the call. It's and I'm glad you called about, you picked up on what I said about my mom and the sad 9/11 because she couldn't believe it. And I was in New York and she was in New Jersey when 9/11 happened. And the first thing she thought of, because she knew when the plane had hit the Pentagon, that, you know, that this guy that she was helping had ended up, unfortunately, in the wrong, just, it was, you know, the beginning of his time there, and he wanted to be there so badly, and it just was an awful, awful thing to happen. The Adrian Peterson thing, it's interesting because now what Grimm brings up is this whole discussion over corporal, you know, punishment, and remember, that, you know, went out the window for good reasons because of the extremes that people were taking it to, but that's what he's saying. This is what I learned. He said it that way. This is what was my behavior. This is how I was taught, and I'm not a child abuser, and I didn't abuse my child. And then this other thing comes out about him being too rough and Child Protective Services being called and him saying he didn't mean to or whatever, and there's confusion on that. So the Vikings did reinstate him after this child abuse charge. Where this goes with Adrian Peterson, I think, is going to be interesting because, you know, here he's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and he was benched for that New England game, of course, and now he's saying, I'm not a perfect husband, son, parents, but I'm not a child abuser. He had a 500-word statement that was issued, and he said that I'm someone that disciplined his child and didn't intend to cause any injury, and no one can understand the hurt that I feel for my son and for the harm I caused to him. And he said his goal is always to teach my son right from wrong, and that's what I tried to do that day. So that's what he's saying, that's the reason why that happened. The Vikings owners said they decided to bring him back for practices and Sunday's game after a lot of thought, discussion, and consideration. They said they want to let the legal process play out before making any definitive decisions on his future, with the only NFL team, of course, AP has ever played for. So here's the deal with that. And he's got one of the best attorneys that you can possibly get in this situation, Rusty Hardin, by the way. So you have this, you've got this arraignment, and you have the, and this is in Texas. He's got an initial court appearance in a place called Conroe, Texas, for the charge of reckless or negligent injury to a child. That has a penalty of up to 2 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. So they're going to try to delay the arraignment. And corporal punishment is legal in Texas. Did you know that? It is legal in Texas. Non-deadly force against a child by a parent or guardian is permissible. But if the punishment is abusive, if it causes an injury, a blow that leaves a bruise, welt, or swelling, or requires medical attention, could be judged abusive. And then they also say the use of an instrument is cause for concern. Peterson used a switch because he said that's how he was brought up by his parents, so that's what he did. Oh, my, oh, my. And this is the deal. Because of the morals clause, and because they've already said that, they're going to, they certainly reserve the right to go back and make a different decision. They can do that. They could dump him if they wanted to dump him. However many weeks from now, depending on how this all comes out. Now, the NFL, of course, especially with the commissioner under fire, Roger Goodell, the NFL is looking into the case. If convicted, he'd get a minimum six-game suspension under the domestic abuse policy that was just implemented. But it's interesting because the decision to reinstate Peterson came on the same day that the NFL announced that three experts in domestic violence are going to be senior advisors to the league. All three are women, and they say that they're going to help lead and shape the policies and programs related to domestic violence and sexual assault. So this means look for some different things to happen in the near future. If there's any doubt or anything that's hanging around that is in a gray area now, maybe it's not going to be so gray for the NFL because there'll be a different set of guidelines perhaps that are released. I don't think that would be shocking. In fact, it's probably what some of these initial meetings are going to be about. You're going to start to see that, okay, here's what happens in this case, or maybe there's going to be a panel, but there is no doubt that the NFL doesn't like having this kind of thing hang over their head between Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and some other things that are going on, because there's a couple other people in trouble. It's not the way they want to kick off the season, that's for sure. And that's why the big announcement, I believe, to bring in those three women, which I think they'll make a difference. So maybe moving forward, there won't be, like I said, that gray area when it comes to dishing out the punishment for something that some of the players have done. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.